Justin Fluke with you, talking Horton girls basketball. We're joined by girls coach Scott Erickson. The Horton girls are 13-6. One game last week, they won at Valley Falls Friday night, 39-32. A hard-fought, low-scoring road win, coach. Navy Graf had a great game for you, scored 14 points, one of her season high. What else stood out from your team and attributed to the victory last Friday night on the road?
Well, yeah, it was a tough game. Valley Falls defensively did a very good job packing it inside, you know, in the lane and on the baseline, and that left it open at the top for Navy. Navy was shooting it in, and that was very positive. I guess a good thing about our team that we have this year is that we have several different people that can score, and I guess it was Navy's turn, and she produced, and we're able to win the game.
Mentioned your overall record, but you've won five in a row. Your team kind of did this last year as well. Seems to finish the season really strong, and every coach talks about wanting to improve and play their best basketball the season at the end. But with five consecutive wins, you have to feel really good about the momentum right now and confidence your team is putting together heading towards sub-state.
Yeah, I think that helps a lot. I don't think it's anything we've done coaching-wise, really. I think it's just you know, after the tournament and stuff, Hiawatha tournament, it's just like we've kind of zeroed in on some things that we want to do, we've been able to accomplish those things, and I think we're looking forward to sub-state.
Yeah, you haven't lost since the championship game of the Hiawatha tournament. You do get one more game non-league this week. It won't affect your sub-state seeding. You'll be the number three seed and get to play at home. Is it nice to have tonight off, I guess, and then Royal Valley Thursday? As you want to play well, I guess, against Royal Valley and keep the win streak going, but you also have some extra time maybe to prepare for the bigger picture of sub-state next week.
That's right. Of course we want to win as many games as we can. I think Royal Valley will be a good test for us. Big 17, so they should be some good competition for us, and gives us a chance to work on some things that maybe will help us in sub-state.
Your sub-state's brutal. If your team is going to win 2-3 games there, what is it that they're going to have to do against some really good competition next week?
I think there's a couple things. We have to be able to handle pressure, we need to become, continue to become a good rebounding team. I think the other areas we've improved in, but I think, just with the sub-state competition, being able to handle pressure and rebounding would be the keys for us.
Well, thanks for taking time to join us here all season on the Coach's Show, Mr. Erickson, and best of luck against Royal Valley as well as sub-state next week.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Head coach Scott Erickson of the Horton Lady Chargers will come back, visit with boys coach Mike Lanter right after this.